We're down at the River Stage at Summerfolk. It's now day two, start of another day of a wonderful festival. Everybody's just easing into it, which is interesting because we just had a workshop based around Hurton, and I think there's a lot of people who are up late Hurton. I'm talking to Ken Yates, who is one of the musicians in the first workshop. It's someone I've followed for a long while. Fabulous, fabulous album. Huntsville came out a year or so ago. Was that right?
Yeah, September. Yeah. So about a year. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been up to in the last year or so.
Mostly just touring on the road a lot. Yeah, Canada, the U.S., and just kind of grinding away on the road. Yeah, playing festivals this summer, and hopefully come late fall, early spring, I'll be working on something new. So, yeah.
Well, you're already building a great reputation as a songwriter. I got to put a shout out to James Keelahan. He's the artistic director at Summerfolk.
Yeah.
Who not only booked you for Summerfolk, but he said, Jan, you really need to check out this guy's music and Madeline's Table that I know we've played on Folk Roots Radio. The interesting thing, though, is that song actually didn't make it onto the Huntsville album.
No, it didn't quite make the cut. I did Huntsville with Jim Bryson produced it. And who I've always wanted to work with, and I had to narrow it down to 11 songs, and that one just didn't quite come out the way I wanted it to, so it didn't quite make the cut, but it certainly doesn't mean it won't be on an album in the future, or I might just release it on its own as a single. So I've got the recording still, and I just need to find a time to release it, but it's there.
Yeah, Madeline's Table is available on YouTube, so if you check out Ken Yates on YouTube, you'll be able to check out that song.
That's
so
right.
Tell us a little bit about where you stand with your music now. Huntsville, very well received, and I gathered that you're working on material for a second album.
Yeah, I've got about 75% of an album written already, so I'm getting pretty close to having a full album, and then the next step is just figuring out the financing and figuring out who's going to produce it, and then we'll be working on the next one pretty soon. So
tell us a little bit about your live show. Obviously, when you come to a festival like this, you're playing in workshops, as we've just seen you. You'll also be playing some solo shows. Do you mostly play solo?
Yeah, mostly solo, almost strictly solo. And I would love to play with a band, but it's just so much easier to just hop in my Honda Civic and bring my acoustic guitar. And that's what's nice about these festivals is getting, having other people on stage to kind of interact with, because I so rarely get that opportunity to do so. So it's a welcome change for sure. But mostly it's just me solo. Yeah. But
and as a songwriter, do you find songwriting fairly easy, fairly natural for you? You look very comfortable up there when I watch you play.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. I mean, I would say the songwriting definitely is more natural than the performing. And the performing aspect is just from doing it so many years now, it's definitely gotten more comfortable. But the songwriting was definitely more of my comfort zone before that. And it's with the songwriting, it's just a matter of repetition. I just try to write as much as possible, and that I just find is the best way to keep the tools sharp and put out a lot of material. It's just to try and do it every day.
Now, you grew up in the London area. I think you've now relocated to Toronto.
I'm in Toronto now.
Is that really a move to further your career, to get into a big city like that?
It sort of was. I haven't lived in London for a long time, now about a decade now. So I went to school in Boston for a while. I went to music school down there and then moved to New York shortly after. And so had a little bit of a stint in the U.S., which is actually where I started touring. So I kind of did things backwards to what a lot of other Canadians do, which is I started touring the U.S. before Canada. But I didn't last long in New York, and I've been in Toronto for about 6 years now. And it's a great middle ground between New York and London. It's still got the big city vibe, but it feels more like home than New York did. And a lot of the people I know are there. So it's just a good spot to be.
What do you hope for the future? What are your long-term plans? Just continue doing what you're doing? Obviously, more opportunities to play and write?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to keep going, And I'm on the road a lot. And eventually, obviously, I hope to do, bigger shows, bigger venues, and just keep moving up the ladder, I write so much that I would love to get to the point where I can release albums more frequently. And right now it's more so just a, it's just a big investment to make an album. So I would love to get to the point where I can, you know, just release music at will, you know, as much as I would like, as I'm writing it, you know, because it's always frustrating to go through, you know, 2 or 3 year periods without right. putting stuff out. So
yeah. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can go to kenyates.com, follow me on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and you'll find everything there. Yeah, YouTube.
It's been great to talk to you today. We only have one thing left to do, and that's choose the next song
we're
going to play. What is it going to be?
Ooh, I don't know. That's hard. Well, the single that's out right now that's just getting some radio play is Roll Me On Home, which is the fifth song off of my latest album, and it's sort of the ballad. I guess that would be my recommendation, but ultimately it's up to you. Whatever you
perfect.
Want.
No, I think that's perfect. Ken Yates with Roll Me On Home at Summer Folk. And I'm Jan Hall for Folk Roots Radio.
Well, I've been looking for somewhere to go. You've been looking for a place to roam. You got a heart too wild to be free, and I just need someone to hold on to me. Well, we ain't the stuff that they write fairy tales about. Well, neither of us have really figured it out. But I'll be steady in your hand. If you'll take me as I am, I'll be your rock if you'll roll me on home. And I will tame your restless heart. If you give me a brand new start, I'll be your rock if you'll roll me. Set of broken dreams and find a way back to reality. Nobody says that you can't find love. If love ain't around, come pick you up. I won't be the one that you can count on to be safe, but I'll get lost with you when you lose your way. I'll be steady in your hand. If you'll take me as I am, I'll be your rock if you'll roll me on home. And I will tame your restless heart. Give me a brand new start. Be your rock if you'll roll me on home. Because I'm tired. I'm not expecting you to carry that load. I just need something I can call my own. I'll be steady.